Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. It's the Wednesday edition of the TNT Hour here on BBSRadio.com. And I am the shotgun host. That's the Wednesday afternoon host, which is hosted on Mondays by Donald Newsom. And my name is Don Nikoloff. So we've got the two Dons doing the TNT Hour. What are we going to talk about today, July the 2nd, 2008? Well, we've got a lot of interesting things, I'm sure, that are going to pop up. I don't always have a guest on the show, although I hope to change that, in addition to having folks call in with some information, with some, let's say, intelligence. Our own intelligence, not the propaganda fed to us by the mainstream media, but what we come upon by using our discernment and even a little bit of our brains. Using that, we can certainly surpass what mainstream media feeds us. Now, I want to mention that this past Monday, we had on the TNT Hour, hosted by the aforementioned Donald Newsom, we had a rant of sorts, but it was an informative rant by Don, and I actually called into the show to point out the fact that we were looking into some idiosyncrasies, we could call them, some anomalies that are occurring with your email, with your access to the Internet, your access to certain types of Internet radio shows, streaming, issues of YouTube or Google, although Don didn't go into that a whole lot other than to mention that it didn't appear that for the amount of traffic that we have on our website, we have various ways of looking at the BBS.com website to see who's been there and what kind of messages we have and what shows they're listening to and what folks are interested in. And of course, there are those powers out there that want to demean the success of BBS Radio. And so in the process of doing that, we get spammed by emails. We get lots of website hits from computers probably around the world. And so we started looking into where this spam, these phishing emails, or these website hits are coming from, and it's very interesting where they're coming from. And so we want to encourage you to keep your eyes and ears open if you suspiciously and regularly encounter the types of anomalies that we talk about, getting lots of email that you have, at least to your knowledge, have filtered out of your mail system. Those of you who pay for an email address and are not using one of the free services certainly are getting hit as much as those that are using, let's say, Hotmail or Yahoo. What's interesting is Hotmail and Yahoo email is reported. It's filtered. It's captured. It's logged. It's backed up by these supercomputers that these folks are using, and I use the word folks with a little bit of hesitation, but they're still folks. It's what folks do that gets us angry. And then what this causes you to do is to have to set up a firewall. You have to go out and get all kinds of antiviral software, anti-spam features, and still the stuff is getting through. Why is that? Well, stop and think that maybe the very people that are behind the creation of this software are putting backdoors in your computer, into your computer system. And as we become knowledgeable about what these files are called, sometimes referred to as Trojan horses, we are going to inform you the names. We're going to publish the list. We're going to let you know what companies or what Internet providers are involved in this. Now, some of them may very well be oblivious to the fact that this is going on. They know it happens to an extent. For instance, you get spammed by someone using Hotmail. You can send or forward your email to abuse@hotmail.com, and they're supposed to investigate it. Well, it's a bit difficult when Bill Gates is working hand-in-hand with the black intel ops to infiltrate your email. It's a bit difficult for them to really decide, are they going to favor you, or are they going to favor the government, or these black ops groups working under the cloak of the government. They're paid by these black ops groups, and we're not paying them, and at least directly. Now, they tell you, well, there's a Trojan horse alert, there's a virus alert, you have to get this software, you have to get this update. And do you know if these Trojan horses are in the software that you're downloading as a so-called security upgrade? We really don't know that, do we? Unless we become knowledgeable and we find these little buggers and we eliminate them from our system folders or our preferences folders or any other part of your operating system in your computer. Now, we're hoping to expose who these people are, because there's an interesting thing. The addresses always end up going to McLean, Virginia, Arlington, Virginia, Herndon, Virginia, or even Washington, D.C. And, of course, there's Seattle, Louisville, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and then a slew of places in California. Mountain Valley is a favorite place, where they have all these servers that are distributing this garbage, basically. So that said, we just want to inform you that we're going to stay on top of this, and we're going to get to the bottom of it also, and we're going to publish our findings. And that's going to empower you. It's going to be the clincher in whether or not you decide to do business with a company or cease doing business with someone who you're doing business with now. This is all about making the big fat corporate buck as far as these people are concerned, and they'll invade your privacy and even your personal identity and steal it if it's possible. So we want to, not to scare you, just to let you know that we're on top of this. It's getting disgusting what's going on, and we're sovereign beings, and we can make a choice and turn this over. Turn this around for our benefit for a change. With that, I'd like to invite a man who recently appeared on the Don and Wynn show. In fact, I had an opportunity to speak with him a little bit and get a few of my research points across. And I found his website to be very interesting. We're going to talk about that a bit. We're going to talk about what he's doing and his take on what's going on in the world. And he may even have some comments about the topic that I just brought up. His name is Bill Cormier. We'll use the French pronunciation. Bill, are you with us on the TNT Hour?
Absolutely.
And how are you doing today?
Doing pretty fair today. I'm not happy with the news I'm reading. The real news is not what people are getting off television, but what I'm getting off the internet and a lot of the various blogs. It looks like we've got some pretty serious problems rolling down the line. Just today on the Real News Network, there's an article called The Price of Hunger. And the American News Project has stated that hunger is a growing crisis in the United States. Stagnant economy and rising fuel price cost of food to soar. Well, we know that. The problem is that we've had floods, as we're all aware of, droughts. The United States has less food on hand than it has had in 45 years. And yet we've got a population of over 300 million people with a dollar tanking, and there's a very distinct possibility that the hunger riots that we're seeing in other parts of the world are going to visit themselves upon the United States. And it's not speculation. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's absolute solid fact that's available for anybody that gets on their computer and does the research. It's out there.
Yeah, we're not really hearing about these things on the news, are we?
Absolutely
mainstream.
Absolutely not. No, the government would not, number one, want to panic the people. And number two, if word got out that we were in this dire of a predicament and that things were really as bad as they are, it's just possible that we might get the support we need to impeach Bush and Cheney and get them out of office and start healing this nation.
Yes.
But as long as those two criminals are running this government, it's really tough to get the word out to the people.
Yes.
The mainstream news media just simply isn't going to do it.
Yes, that's a very valid point. Now, many people that listen to the TNT Hour already know that we're going to come up with something that they haven't heard on mainstream. I'm wondering if you're aware of a very recent article from Der Spiegel in Germany. That's a magazine that used to be kind of like the National Enquirer of magazines, and now what they're over the years they have sort of morphed into this political, let's say, cosmopolitan type of magazine where they're talking about things going on in different parts of the world. And they reported that the IMF, that's the International Monetary Fund, is going to be investigating the Federal Reserve. Don't you find that quite interesting?
I find it very interesting. I wrote an article, and it wasn't too long ago. It was called Bernanke Says Worst May Be Over, The Royal Bank of Scotland Disagrees. And just a couple days after that article was published, the New York Stock Exchange fell 300 points, and then the next day it fell another 100 points. According to European sources, and not what we're hearing on our news media, our economy is close to utter collapse. The dollar is worth about 40 cents right now compared to what it used to be worth. If you take it to Europe, people just aren't even interested in it. You know, it's laughable. And for that to happen to this nation is unconscionable. It's something that the people could actually stop themselves, except we don't seem to have the ability to raise the awareness of the people and to get the solidarity we need to effectuate these types of changes. And we desperately need that. We need people. You know, it's, and I certainly don't mean any kind of an insult towards the illegal immigrants in any way whatsoever. But when you look at them putting together a protest that essentially took a week or two, involved hundreds of thousands of people all over the nation protesting for their status to try to stay in the United States. And yet we've got Americans that live here. Our country is folding up around our ears. And we haven't had a protest worth anything. And all we've got is complacency and people not believing that it could happen to them. And it's going to be the downfall of all of us.
Yes. Now, you know, what's interesting is we're told in the media, you know, this issue comes up somewhat, and it comes up in the sense by the media, the way it's portrayed, and I know you know this, this is for the listening audience, that somehow there are people who are, first of all, this is a total lie, but what they say is that there are people in other parts of the world, particularly from Mexico, Central and South America, who are willing to come here to the United States to do jobs that Americans will not do. That is the first lie. The other thing they're not telling us is that these people, many are being released from prisons. And in other words, it's the decadent, non-productive part of their societies. Now, I'm not judging those people. I have no idea why those people are in prisons in their country. Is it for murder? Is it for drug dealing? Is it for some major violation of the law? Or are they political prisoners? Or have they been programmed?
They're political, they're not being released.
Well, yes, that's true. But the point I'm making is that, okay, we have this influx of people, and then we have our Congress giving away Social Security, which is hurting by itself. If you don't even take the foreign element into the country to usurp those funds, and it's to the tune, I'm told, of around $36,000 a year per person they're getting in benefits. They're taking our Social Security benefits, which many people have paid into that fund throughout the course of their whole life, their working lives. And so we're being lied to about who the people are, why they're being brought in here, how they're supposedly being stopped because we have this terrorist watch. We're just blanket allowing these people to come into the country. So there is quite a bit of duplicity or doublespeak or hypocrisy or whatever you want to call it. We're not being told the truth. This is being done intentionally. This is not a symptom of a bad mortgage industry or the symptom of the influx of all of these products and goods from China and foreign countries. Our corporate structure has moved out of the country to get cheap labor, to make more money. That's it, bottom line. It has nothing to do with the opportunity for them to expand for our benefit. It's to our detriment. All of these things are being done to our detriment. So it's no surprise when you mention the food crises going on around the world. Number one, they're not reporting it. Number two, they're not reporting the fact that the food that we do grow is being taken to these foreign countries to compete against their markets at cheaper prices than they can get their own foods. This is insanity what they're doing, okay? And I'll allow you to comment. I'll shut up for a minute here.
Well, most of the blame can be put on government policy and the Big Five. You've got Monsanto and basically, they're trying to get a patent on every seed in the world so that they can completely control the agriculture market. The Europeans are fighting against it. They're fighting against it in Canada. There's been a lot of speculation that the disappearance of the bees is related to Monsanto's corn. I don't have any idea if that's correct or not. I don't have any evidence to that. But I do know one thing. We do know for a fact that pollution, number one, stops how far that the bees are able to get to smell the crops that they have to go to, and it reduces it from, I forgot how many yards it was, down to just like a few hundred feet. So they can actually get lost while they're out there trying to seek the crops that they're trying to pollinate. So we're losing crops in that arena. We're using corn to make ethanol, which has already shown to take more energy than what it saves. It's a failed technology, and it's absolutely absurd. And by doing that, we're condemning several nations to famine. And that may include our own if this keeps up.
Oh, yes. I absolutely agree. Regarding the bee situation, too, there has been quite a bit of study behind the effect of all of this electromagnetic radiation. Look at how they're pushing for cell phones, for instance, and then iPods and these little players. And these little devices do emanate electromagnetic radiation. And then you have HARP, you have chemtrails, you have the intentional poisoning of our ecosystems, our water, our food. It's no accident that they develop a case of E. coli contaminating whole fields of spinach. And then you have salmonella poisoning on tomatoes. I mean, this is ridiculous. I can grow tomatoes in my backyard and never have the issue of salmonella poisoning. So these things are being done intentionally. You have mad cow disease intentionally being sprayed over wide areas of grazing lands of various kinds of herbivores, deer, elk, antelope, buffalo, and these animals are coming down with diseases. It's as though our food is intentionally being eliminated. Intentionally. Why? Population reduction. What gives these people the right, in their madness, even in their insanity, to assume that they can just do away with whoever they choose? Indiscriminately. I'd say they should be the first volunteers for population reduction.
I'd have to go along with that.
They can stand in line and set the example. And then after they're gone, we'll do a quick review and see if it's really necessary. Because if we stop the insanity, we certainly can turn things around. You pointed out that people have to become aware. They have to awaken to what's going on. Go ahead.
We are at such a tipping point right now that there comes a time when the American people have to take action, period. I mean, we absolutely have to do something. And the idea that we can keep going along as we are and everything's going to be okay is a fantasy. It's not going to be okay. Gas prices are going up every day. The middle class America is being utterly devastated. The poor and the people on Social Security, Medicaid and Medicare are being absolutely wiped out by the cost in food and fuel prices. Getting to a doctor's appointment is becoming a major deal now with the price of gas. And as a society, we have to decide if we're going to attack this while we can, and by that, before the first bombs drop on Iran, which after that happens, there's going to be no turning back, or if we're going to sit back in complacency and we're going to allow this just to happen to us. Now, I'm obviously going to vote that we do something beforehand. There's one site out there called VoteStrike.com that, they're advocating a strike for September the 11th, which I believe is too far in the future for it to do us any good. The way the war rhetoric is going, Israel is flat. CBS News came out with an article that said that Israel is trying to pressure the United States into attacking Iran now. Right now. They absolutely want it done before the next presidency comes into effect. And we also have to look at the situation in the Middle East, the monsoon rains, and when the most opportune time to attack is. And that time, unfortunately, is right now or in the next couple of weeks. And, the only thing, we know that Congress isn't going to stop them. They're writing blank checks to the Bush administration. Nancy Pelosi, through some feat of magic, took impeachment off the table, which wasn't her right. In fact, every American in the United States should feel insulted that she would even have the nerve to utter such a statement because, impeachment is not necessarily the prerogative of Congress, but it's their duty when crimes and misdemeanors have been committed against the American people. Now,
yeah,
then it's the Senate.
I was, I was just going to say, I agree with you. Actually, there are a lot more crimes than misdemeanors being committed.
Well, you know, I have maintained for almost 3 years that we've handled this presidency in the wrong manner. We've got, you know, the Justice Department has been compromised, but Congress could still order a special prosecutor, a secret prosecutor, and go after this presidency under the RICO statutes. And they were made in heaven for this. You know, RICO was made to combat organized crime, and if you look at the Bush administration and what they've done, if you look at the international crimes that have occurred in Iraq, the no-bid contracts, if you look at the things that have happened across state lines, the illegal wiretapping, contempt of Congress, and everything else, the sum of the whole equals a RICO investigation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very true. The problem with that, and I'm not saying that it shouldn't occur. I'm just saying the problem with that is that those who have the duty to carry that out, to move forward with impeachment proceedings and in murder investigation for 9/11 and other issues, wars that are created under the pretext of going after those that created 9/11, when in reality it's like a shell game, you know. It's under this shell. No, the pea is under this shell, and it's moving it around. There's a pea under every shell, actually.
Yeah.
And we're not being we're not given the opportunity to lift up the shell. Congress and the Senate, in other words, I'm referring to both the House and the Senate, are not interested in tipping the apple cart because they cut off the hand that feeds them by doing that. And that's why Pelosi, who is acting as spokesman for all of them, is basically being told what to do. And they all are, for that matter.
But you know there's one thing that I believe in, and that is people have to remember one thing. This country operates through and by the will of the American people. I don't care how many people are in Congress, and I don't care if the President of the United States is. If the people quit working, this country grinds to an immediate standstill. It stops. Congress can be forced to vote the will of the people instead of lobbyists and special interest groups, period. It takes the people themselves having enough courage, even my own son. I spoke to my own son, and I wrote an article a couple days ago that really, really went well. It was headlined on Op-Ed News, and it was Bush is destroying America, and Congress and the MSM continue to enable his criminal administration. And basically what it was calling for was that on after the 4th of July weekend on Tuesday, quit going to work. Stop. What have you got to lose? Somebody please tell me. I mentioned it to my son. He said, well, Dad, I can't really afford the wages right now because, you know, it's so tough getting gas money and everything. Well, what are you going to do when gas is $3 and $4 a gallon higher, or $10 a gallon after we attack Iran? You know, when do we make the determination that we, as a people, have to make a move? We have to do something to force Congress to vote the will of the people. This is not their country. You know, they're sitting there under the mistaken belief that somehow or other that their views and what they want trumps the will of the American people, and that is not the way this country works.
Yes, I agree. Well, then again, you know, you rightfully bring up these gas prices, and now Iran is going to be used as an excuse for raising the price of oil per barrel up to $200 or $300 or $400 a barrel. This insanity is ridiculous because they stopped producing the oil. The oil is there. And we're also living under this myth that oil is running out, even though there have been many others coming forth with new inventions, new energy or alternative energy modalities to take us out of the oil. Well, that defeats the purpose of bringing us to our knees and turning the planet into a complete slave society. Not that it isn't already to some extent, but they're just looking at total 100% slavery or elimination. You're going to have that choice if you're even spared any of the things that we've been talking about. You're going to have that choice to determine whether or not you're going to buckle down under the system completely as a slave, or you're going to stand your ground as a sovereign human being created by God, the creator of all things, to assert your will and our collective will. And yeah, you're right. You know, there are a lot of things, a lot of forces at work here. And the first one is for people to wake up and become aware of what's actually going on. You see, these wars are putting billions, even trillions of dollars in the pockets of a handful of people. And the propaganda that we're fed, I keep telling people, unplug the television set. Throw it out. Put it out in the garbage. It's not serving you. It's serving them.
There's nothing for us whatsoever.
Yes, there's no value in it except as a propaganda tool, as a brainwashing tool. A lot of people don't understand the meaning of the word propaganda. It's called lying enough times that it becomes the truth. And it's really an illusion. Everything that comes off the screen is an illusion, and out of the speakers. It's an illusion.
Well, more people watch American Idol than they do anything else on TV that I'm aware of. And that includes the election. You know,
yeah.
So we've, as a society, we've somewhat lost our way. When I was a little kid, my grandfather watched, you know, an hour of news every night, and I hated it and went into another room. And, you know, now I'm the nutcase that reads the news 10 to 12 hours every day.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you call it idol worship? And I don't mean to make a pun. There's a reason why they called it American Idol. You see, idol worship, the worshiping of people for what they've supposedly accomplished or who they are, as if they're some kind of benchmark for what we should be striving to be. Now, we should be individually striving to be what we came here to be. And if we don't know what that is, that should be our mission in life, is to figure that out. Well, they brainwashed everybody into this celebrity illusion that Brad Pitt or Jennifer Aniston or Anna Nicole Smith or Paris Hilton, all of these bimbos that they put out in the movies, nonstop on the news, nonstop in commercials, nonstop in these little sound bites that we hear and see, that are just part of that mentality that somehow these are people that are going to make our life better. When all we see from them through their own propaganda machine is dysfunctionality. So now you have these people we're worshiping are dysfunctional. People don't see that, though. They see it as, well, yeah, they have problems. They're people, too. I have problems, so I can relate to that. And so it doesn't matter if you have $100 million in your bank account or a dollar in your bank account. Everyone is dysfunctional. What does that do to us to teach us or to make us knowledgeable about who we are? Absolutely nothing. It certainly underscores or underlines what we are not. And so we have idol worship. Basically, all it is idol worship. They worship the Pope. They worship the President. They worship their so-called leaders, and they worship these celebrities. And everything is just a merry-go-round of these images and stories. None of it is reality. None of it is going to put food in your mouth, food in your children's mouths, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. It's not going to keep a roof over your head. It's not going to make you productive. You're going to suffer from it.
But we need, where our biggest problem is the mainstream news media. From the very inception of this country, the framers of the Constitution understood that a free press was essential to maintaining democracy. Mm-hmm. Thomas Jefferson said the basis of our government being the opinion of the people, the very first object should be to keep that right. And were it left to me to decide whether we should have a government without newspapers or newspapers without a government, I should not hesitate a moment to prefer the latter. And, you know, it's absolutely 100% true. If people are complacent because they are watching the mainstream news, they don't understand the challenges, the problems that are facing this nation. And as long as we've got the Rupert Murdochs out there, I found it very interesting that Rupert Murdoch met with President Bush and the Prime Minister of England. Now, isn't he a powerful fellow?
Yeah, and you know, I found it interesting that just about a week ago, a little over a week ago, our president and the Prime Minister of England were caught in Ireland setting up private bank accounts for laundered stolen money. I don't know if you were aware of that.
No, I wasn't. That's pretty interesting.
It's posted on my website, directlifeproductions.com, under news. Journalist, publisher, editor Christopher Story, who prints some 12 or so publications, major publications, including the International Currency Review, has been investigating all the corrupt money laundering going around the world now for a number of years. He used to give financial reports about where to put your money and how to invest and what the trends are in manufacturing and commodities. And, you know, it was a career focused on being an information source of the highest order. He's had to focus his writings for the past, let's say, at least 3 years, on the corruption going on in the banking industry and in the oil industry and the pharmaceutical companies. The banking corruption goes all the way to the top. You have leaders of countries involved in this. This is not just some rogue element of organized crime that comes out of Sicily or some secret place in China or Russia. This is a concerted effort amongst world leaders to do this. This is how serious this is. Now, they were caught in flagrante, as Christopher Story likes to see, say, red-handed. They were caught after Bush had met Gordon Brown, and that's who we're speaking about when we speak about the Prime Minister. They had a red carpet event in London, and then when George and Laura Bush got on a plane to go to Ireland, he was waiting for them on the tarmac. And Christopher Story merely raised the question in one of his articles: What did he have to go there for to meet him in that sleazy way after this red carpet ceremony in London, which was flaunted in front of the press? He said, did they go there to open up a bank account? And sure enough, they went in and investigated, and they discovered tons of money being filtered into these accounts. The accounts were frozen. And that actually nearly launched a nuclear war on June 20th. We almost had a nuclear war on June 20th. There was a report of an ICBM being launched from a base in North Dakota. It was seen over Bozeman, Montana, heading in the direction of Russia. Out of nowhere, a triangular craft appeared and shot it out of the sky, as if to say, we can launch missiles And we can shoot them out of the sky. So if you try to launch missiles back at us, this is what we can do. In addition, there was a report of a craft, don't know if it's the same craft or another one, a triangular craft shot down over Norway. This was picked up in real time by ham radio operators around the world who were monitoring the military chatter. We had our country was surrounded by Russian nuclear submarines on the West Coast, on the East Coast, and in the Gulf of Mexico. You heard nothing about this on the news.
Not a word.
And it was broadcast live on the Q Factor on one of Steve Quayle's shows. Very interesting. Now, someone sent me the actual transcript of the part of the broadcast as well as the commentary that I just gave you. And do you think it's a coincidence that this happened on June 20th and the banking maneuvers were discovered and shut down on the same day? This has to do with payments that are promised to countries that were involved in trillions of dollars of money laundering that has been going on probably since the early 1980s when Ronald Reagan was the president. So I encourage you and the listeners to go to directlightproductions.com, click on news, and also Wantagate. If you really want to get into a serious study of what's going on, I've got Christopher Story's articles and a few of my own and some other people's referring to this very topic. This is really why the banks are collapsing. This is not about bad home loans. That's the tip of the iceberg, or the icing on the cake.
It's just a tiny piece of it.
Yes.
They went from the subprime crisis, and now we've got the oil speculators. We hear Iran, Israel, with their war rhetoric, and oil goes up $5 a barrel, and then someone else, and then it goes up again. And they're trying to squeeze every last penny out of this country that they can until they start dropping the bombs on Iran.
Yes. This is not about oil shortage. It's just about fleecing us of every penny they possibly can. Period. And it's to provide a smokescreen for the corruption that's going on as well. So this is really what's behind our economy collapsing. We're facing probably 6,000 banks from the next few days to the next few weeks of total collapse.
Well, it could be in the next few days. I do know that. And what I'm reading specifically says that it could be in the next few days. And that's one reason that I have been desperately trying to get people to do something about it. You know, don't go to work. Spend the day at home calling Congress or whatever it may be. Just spend the day home with your family. People have to understand that if this country will not operate if we don't go to work. Now, there's essential businesses that have to operate, hospitals, pharmacies, and those types of businesses. And I'm certainly not advocating shutting any of them down. We don't want to do anything that's going to hurt the people of the United States. Now, we may do some things that cause some inconvenience, but the inconvenience that we're going to face now as opposed to what it's going to be is just so far beyond my ability to comprehend or anybody's. I don't think anybody can comprehend what's coming our way. I would like to do a little plug for a post I read. My blog is justanothercoverup.com. It's all one word. And the latest post that's on there right now is Bush is destroying America and Congress and the MSM continue to enable his criminal administration. It's been read all over op-ed news on Capitol Hill Blue, Reddit, And, I mean, it had extremely good reviews everywhere. And we desperately, as a people, need to do something to try and force this Congress to do their job. We've got to.
Yes, and what you're talking about isn't anti-American, as they would like to say on the mainstream media, as you rightfully pointed out. This is us expressing our love for our country and our right to pursuit of happiness, as it's
and
described.
Our support of the rule of law, our support of the Constitution of the United States. Nobody's supposed to be above the law. And
yes,
that goes double for the president. You know, we have laws in this country and they're not being adhered to. We have selective prosecution. Justice is being meted out in dollars and cents rather than as it should be. You know, if you're rich, you don't go to jail. If you're not rich, well, shame on you. Goodbye. So when the United States, the so-called premier democracy of the world, incarcerates more of their people per capita and possibly in numbers than any other country in the entire world.
Oh, yeah, they turned it into a business.
It's a business. You know, everything that we do is a way for somebody to make a dollar, whether it's going to jail, going to the doctor, whatever the case may be. The carpetbaggers are there, and they've got their hands out. And they have descended upon us unmercifully in this last 7 years under the guidance and direction of George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm. And don't discount Dick Cheney either, because he's probably pulling Bush's strings.
I've heard that, and, you know, we know he's running the shadow government. There was even some talk that Cheney is actually running the country instead of Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any evidence to support that allegation. I don't think I'd be surprised. But, you know, if I don't have a substantiation, I can't print it.
Yeah,
and
if you were to read Christopher Story's writings that I mentioned a few minutes ago, you will see that a bit clearer. Basically, there are at least, in terms of what he's been reporting, strong indications that that Bush has given Cheney power of attorney, especially in many financial decisions. For instance, the carrying out of the Basel II Accord, which is all above board banking and financial transactions, both with the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury. Everything is supposed to be on the table in the light, so to speak, and that they're doing the opposite. And this is why they're pushing for these wars, is to create all of this dissension and to, you know, flex your muscles to say, you know what, here's what we think about, you know, your policies about honesty in banking. We're going to start another war. We're going to drop some nuclear bombs. We're going to murder people. We're going to cause chaos. This is insanity. This is psychopathic. And yet this is really what's going on. You'll see that when you read Christopher's work, as much as he can expose it.
I believe it. I have no doubts whatsoever. There's, I guess my biggest issue right now is how do we stop it? You know, you've got, I don't know how many different blogs are out there and people that are doing some extremely good writing. But I think we've written enough.
You're right.
Well, our backs are against the wall. You know, we have to make a decision collectively, and we have to tell our neighbors, we have to tell everybody that there are some real serious problems out there, and if we don't act and do it now, that, you know, tomorrow is going to be very, very bleak. It's going to be worse than the Great Depression. What we've got coming, according to all the financial information that I'm reading, and especially on our food supply, is, you know, back during the Great Depression, most of the population was spread out, you know, across the farmland and little farms in the United States. And now everything is pretty well into metropolitan areas.
Mm-hmm.
And those food supplies can disappear within an 8 to 10 hour period.
Yes, that's true. Well, Bill, we're running out of time, but I do want to have you on again because this conversation is certainly worth pursuing and expanding. And maybe on next week's show, I can have you back and we can talk about some solutions because there are some things we can do. In fact, on tonight's Evident Footprint show, which I host here on BBS at 10 p.m. Pacific time, my special guest is going to be Carl Pearson, who is an attorney, a civil rights and antitrust attorney in New York, and he's going to be talking about some solutions, and I think you and the listeners would really be interested in some of the things that he's attempting to do, and we certainly can take advantage of that and join forces with him.
Well, I'm all for solutions because, like I said, if you look at it as a law enforcement investigation, everything's been done.
Yes.
Okay? The stage is set. Now, we're either going to act or we're going to be like the Jews in Germany and we're going to get led down the path to whatever it is that awaits us. But, you know, everything's been done and everything is ready to go, and we have to do something as a society and as a country. And just like Congress, it isn't our prerogative, it's our duty.
Yes, and with that, I've got to end the show. I want to thank you, Bill Cormier, for coming on the TNT Hour, and you are going to be coming on my Evident Footprint show in the very near future. Folks can see the schedule at directlightproductions.com. Just click on radio schedule. You see the list of all the guests that will be on the show. Bill, thank you so much for being on, and special thanks to Don Newsom for allowing me to host this show on Wednesday afternoons. And be sure to catch Don on Monday.
It was my pleasure. I enjoyed every minute of it, and I hope some people listen.
Okay, I'm sure. And, of course, folks, you can always listen to the archive. Subscribe to the BBS Radio Archives. You can download all the archives for a whole year. With that, I want to wish everyone peace, love, and light, and I'll see you all tonight on Evident Footprints.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.